It's Tuesday, October 28th, 2014, and here are the stories we're covering this week. A customer was denied warranty for a desktop computer in a major computer store in the UK because he had deleted the pre-installed Windows operating system and had Linux on it.
What?
Uh-huh. A U.S. federal district court has locked down the assets of one of the phone scammers claiming to be Microsoft. Linux knowledge is fast becoming a top recruitment priority for hiring managers. Know Linux? You might have a competitive edge against other applicants. And Google has blacklisted Delicious, and it could hurt your search engine if you're your search engine standings if you link to it. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
This is the story of Operation Christmas Child. To some, it may just be a shoebox, but to millions, it is the start of the greatest journey. Traveling the world, sent with prayer. Shoebox gifts fill the hearts of children from over 100 different countries with hope, faith, and love.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories from the Category5.tv newsroom. Most Linux users these days wouldn't give a second thought to installing Linux on their new computers. They know that times have changed, and the operating system is ignored for warranty procedures, especially for hardware failures, and it would seem ridiculous to think otherwise. Why would a store care what operating system you've installed on your computer or laptop, especially if it's broken? Who would make such a rule, and why? It seems that there is at least one major retail computer store that still practices this, and it's in the UK. The store in question is none other than Currys PC World, a business that has more than 350 stores in the UK and Ireland, and it's been around for more than 100 years. It's difficult to find alternatives or to avoid it when you really need something. The problem is that, besides size, the store also comes up with some made-up rules that can be set despite their being in contradiction with European law.
Can I just interject?
Yes.
As someone who is personally almost 100 years old, that is infuriating.
I agree.
How dare you tell me I can't install Linux? I want Linux.
I know, especially now that everybody's starting to recognize Linux, which we will hear about in the third story. Roy Shechowitz, who sounds like a relative of yours today, is a tech journalist who focuses on open source and Linux. Following a recent experience at Currys, he wrote on his blog that once you install GNU Linux, even if it's dual boot with Windows, no damage to hardware would be covered by the warranty.
I can't believe that.
If you are ever denied warranty just because you have Linux on your device, you need to know that it's not legal. Make sure you ask beforehand when you buy a PC or a laptop if Linux will affect your warranty. It might influence your decision to do business in that store. A U.S. federal district court has ordered the shutdown of a tech support operation said to have deceptively earned $2.5 million from consumers. A New York federal court on Friday ordered the shutdown of telemarketing firm incorporated in the states, accused by the Federal Trade Commission of selling bogus software and support under false claims that consumers' PCs were loaded with viruses, spyware, and system errors. The injunction was granted in the absence of the accused company and its chief operators ahead of a trial to be decided by the court at a later date. The court on Friday also ordered a freeze on the defendant's assets to ensure restitution funds are available in the event the FTC wins its case. According to the FTC's complaint, the company had made nearly $2.5 million since 2012 by cold calling targets and selling bogus warranty and software programs at a cost of $149 to $249, though some targets were charged up to $600. Jessica Rich, director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection, said in a statement that the company targeted seniors and other vulnerable populations, preying on their lack of computer knowledge to sell security software and programs that had no value at all. Despicable.
Unbelievable.
Okay. IT is changing organizations across the globe, impacting enterprises, governments, and the wider public sector. Open source, in particular, is a driver in innovation, giving organizations a competitive edge and an ability to scale and adapt to changing market demands. According to the 2014 Linux Job Report, demand for Linux expertise continues to grow, with hiring managers across a number of industries citing Linux talents as one of the top recruitment priorities this year. Unsurprisingly, with more government IT transformation projects underway in Asia Pacific, the need to reinvest in government employees' skills is also on the rise. This may be due to legacy systems, often built on proprietary platforms and supported by IT teams with skill sets limited by the technologies they had to maintain. The demand for Linux expertise is so high that salaries are being driven above industry norms, in turn causing these Linux professionals to identify Linux knowledge as a career-advancing tool. President of Technology for Professional Website DICE, Shraven Goli, explained that enterprises are increasingly describing Linux as core to the business. He said, "Hiring managers are turning up the dial on incentives offered to technology talent with Linux skills. These professionals are working on projects tightly aligned with a future vision of what enterprise looks like." What great news. In a move that caught many publishers off guard, Google blacklisted bit.ly several days ago. We started seeing spotty reports of Delicious being blacklisted over the weekend, and it has now gone full-blown, with all Delicious links apparently being blacklisted by Chrome as hosting malware. Delicious has changed hands several times over the years and recently was resold earlier this year to Science Inc. The site gets more traffic than Bit.ly, according to Alexa. So the impact of this may be wider than Bit.ly's blacklisting over the weekend. Bit.ly has been removed from Google's Safe Browsing List, which is the list that Google maintains of known malicious websites that engage in malware distribution and phishing. According to Google's Safe Browsing page on Delicious, of the 370 pages Google tested, 69 pages resulted in malicious software being downloaded and installed without user consent. It goes to say that over the 90-day testing period, the top-level domain, Ishus, appeared to function as an intermediary for the infection of bit.ly, which suggests that the blacklisting of Delicious is related to that of bit.ly. If you have a website that links to these services, it's important to understand that even if you disagree with Google's assessment of Delicious, if the site remains blacklisted, linking to it may in fact harm your search ranking. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the Category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.